February 8, 1915. Oblivion of ourselves is needed in order to occupy ourselves only with the salvation of others. The unity and the happiness of the three divine persons is in their will. Jesus wants to do the same with one who does his will in everything. I continue very afflicted because of the ways my always adorable Jesus uses with me, but I am resigned to his most holy volition. If I lament with Jesus because of his privations and his silence, he says to me, "This is not the time to think about this. These are childish fusses, and of very weak souls, who care about themselves and not about me, who think of what they feel rather than of what they have to do. These souls reek of human to me, and I cannot trust them. From you I do not expect this. I want the heroism of the souls who, forgetting about themselves, care only about me and, united with me, occupy themselves with the salvation of my children, whom the devil tries to snatch from my arms with all his tricks. I want you to adapt yourself to the times, now sorrowful, now mournful, now tragic, and to pray and cry together with me for the blindness of creatures. Your life must disappear and let my whole life permeate you. If you do this, I will feel in you the fragrance of my divinity, and I will trust you in these sad times, which are nothing less than preludes of chastisements. What will happen when things go further? Poor children, poor children. It seems that Jesus suffers so much that he remains speechless. He hides more deeply than inside the heart so as to disappear completely. When I renew my laments because of my sorrowful state, and I call him over and over again telling him, "Jesus, don't you hear about the tragedies that are happening? How is it possible that your merciful heart can bear so much torment in your children?" It seems that he barely moves in my interior, as if he didn't want to be heard. And I feel inside my breath another panting breath, like a rattle. It is the breath of Jesus because I recognize its sweetness. But as it refreshes me completely, it makes me feel deadly pains, because in that breath I feel the breath of all, especially of many lives dying in war. And Jesus suffers in an agonizing rattle. Other times, it seems that he is in so much pain that he sends feeble moans, which would move the hardest hearts to pity. Then, as I was continuing my laments, this morning he came and said, "My daughter, the union of our wills is such that the volition of one cannot be distinguished from that of the other. It is this union of wills that forms the perfection of the three divine persons because, as we are equal in the will, this uniformity brings also the uniformity of sanctity, wisdom, beauty, power, love and of all the rest of our being. Therefore, we reflect ourselves one to the other, and our satisfaction in looking at ourselves is so great as to render us fully happy. So, each one is reflected in the other, and each one pours into the other all the qualities of our being, like many immense seas of different joys. If anything were dissimilar among us, our being could not be perfect, or fully happy. Now, in creating man, we infused into him our image and likeness in order to overwhelm him with our happiness and to be reflected and delighted in him. But man broke the first link of connection, the will, between himself and the Creator, therefore losing the true happiness. Even more, all evil swooped down upon him. So, we can neither reflect ourselves nor delight in him. We can do it only in that soul who does our will in everything. In her we enjoy the complete fruit of creation. Even those who have some virtues, who pray and attend the sacraments do not allow us to be reflected in them, if they do not conform to our volition because, since their will is broken from ours, all things are in disorder and upside down. Ah, my daughter, only our will is acceptable, since it reorders, delights and brings all goods with it. Therefore, do my will always and in everything, and may my will be enough for you in every sanctity. And I, my love and my life, how can I conform to your will in regard to the many chastisements that you are sending? It takes too much to say, fiat. Furthermore, how many times have you told me that if I did your will, you would do mine? And now, have you changed? And Jesus, I have not changed. It is the creature that has reached the point of becoming unbearable. Come closer and suckle from my mouth the offenses that creatures send me. If you can swallow them, I will suspend the chastisements. I approached his mouth and suckled with avidity. To my greatest regret, I tried hard to swallow but I couldn't. I suffocated. I returned to try hard again, but I couldn't. Then, with a tender voice, sobbing, Jesus told me, "Have you seen? You cannot swallow it, it is too disgusting, nauseating and bitter. Spew it on the ground and it will fall upon creatures." So I spewed it, and Jesus too spewed it upon the earth from his mouth, saying, "This is nothing yet. This is nothing yet." And he disappeared.